Okay, so we're going to go back into access in a minute, but let me just go over the homework. Your first, you've got three assignments this week. And again, if you go over here to assignment summary and click on assignment summary, it gives you the short picture of what you need to do, that those three things. Then if you go back to my week of, it gives you more detail. Okay? So, you need to put your page, your web page that you've been writing in HTML up on the server and send me the address. Okay, so hopefully that should be very quick and easy, but you're supposed to take, once the page is done, you're supposed to now put it up on the server and send me the address. Okay, second thing, there is a quiz. It's 10 questions, short answer kinds of questions. I will periodically give these. They are open note, open book. You're supposed to, however, do them alone. And you should send me the quiz. Now, usually I say the quizzes have to be in with 3 days. So I give you 3 days from when I post them. And I post them either right before a Tuesday or right before a Thursday. This time you've got a week to do it, simply because the first one, it didn't seem fair to say 3 days. Okay, so you've got a week to do it. It's not due until September 24th. And then the third thing is to do an Access database assignment. And that's what we're talking about now is Access. Okay, now, the Access database assignment that I'm asking you to do is on college resources. And I've got a bunch of college resources down here that you can help yourself to in doing it. So I gave you some of the things to put in the database down there so that you don't have to go searching around for all of them. But you're supposed to make a database, and I listed the fields you're supposed to make the database, and then you're supposed to put in the information, and then the important thing is you have to do these 6 queries. So what you're gonna do is do all of this in the database, and then you are sending me the Access database. So you're just sending me the Access database as an attachment, and it will have the design that you did and the queries that you did. Okay, so you're just attaching the Access database and sending it to me. Now, as you're doing it, please remember that I am a fanatic on the subject of embedded spaces. So when you make up field names, please don't put spaces in the field name. Change case, use underscore, but don't say first space, second or something. Don't put two words together with a space. I want you to put them together as a single word. So that can be first underscore more or first capital M more, but it can't be first space more. You can't have embedded spaces. Okay. So that is your assignment, and it is due a week from today. And again, I put some college resources down here that you're welcome to put in, and they may have changed because I didn't check this fall to see if they had changed on me, but you're welcome to use them. I'm not looking to see if the resource information is correct. I'm looking to see if you set up the database correctly and you queried it correctly. So there are places where if you can't find the information, don't put it in. And I shouldn't say this, but there are places where I go ahead and make up information. So basically, it's not the information I care as much about as the access, is what I'm saying. The focus should be on creating the database. But I put a bunch of these up here that you can use as information to put in. And one of them I know is wrong. That name has changed. Rest are probably all right. Okay. questions.
I have one.
Yep.
So there's no spaces in the field names, right?
Right.
Now, for the information that goes into the field...
Oh, that's fine. That's data. Fine. Data can have spaces, yes. It's just the name of the field that shouldn't have a space. And in fact, if in Access you do use the name of the field, then when you use the field, when you do advanced things, you have to enclose it in brackets and go through a lot of nonsense. So it's just a better idea just not to use it. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Your homework from last week is due at midnight tonight. Okay? I take late data. I take late things. But I also note in my grade book that it was late. And remember, 10% of your grade is for being responsible. So a couple of late things, that's fine. We all have a couple of late things. Chronic lateness, time and time and time again? No. Now, if you have sent it in to me and I have sent it back, then it doesn't have, the fixes don't have to be in by midnight. Okay? The page had to be in. But if you sent it to me, and I did a lot of correcting yesterday, so if I sent it back to you yesterday, and a lot came in last night after I stopped, if I send it back to you, it doesn't have to be in by midnight, but it should be in within a week. Okay. Question or stretching? Questions? Okay. Then let's bring up Access. And again, we go over here, and I've got it sitting right there, but if you, right there in front of me, but if I don't, I go to Programs, and then I go to Microsoft Office 2013, and then I can bring it up. Okay? But if people have been bringing it up, it's probably there.
Starting a new one?
I was just looking to see if it was there, and I thought that I actually had saved it, but I may not have. So yes, we can do a new one. Okay, so we can start out, and we're going to pick blank database. Okay, just to go through and do it again. If you have one that you have, you can bring it up. Actually, I think I put it out on something else, but I'm going to go through this anyway. Okay, so I don't like this particular way of entering data. So I'm going over under View. Okay, so I've got this. Okay.
I can't seem to open that.
What do you mean you can't open it?
I can't open it.
You can't open Access?
I just clicked on the blank desk database, and now I'm going to open these, and it won't come up.
Okay. I'm trying to get it so it shows up there. How am I doing? No, I keep losing the top. And apparently it just doesn't want me to go all the way down. Can I do that? Yes, apparently I can. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to look over here under File. This is an icon, okay? And if I click on that icon, it will tell me what the database is. So I click on that icon. Now notice I didn't change the name of the database, so it's database 3 and it's stored on the T drive, okay? If I'd wanted to change the name of the database, and I'm gonna get out of here and go in again, and if I wanna create a blank database, Okay, I hit blank database and I should have stopped there. It's now saying database 4. So I can make up a name here. Okay, so I frequently will name things September 17, 15. Okay, so that tells me when I made this. So I can name it that way. I can keep it on the T drive or I can put it on the flash drive. This time I will put it on the T drive, I guess. So I'm going to say create, and I've now created the database. Okay, so I put it, gave it a name and put it on. Now if I look up here, you can see September 17, 15, and the T drive. So you can see where you stored it and what you called it. Okay, so if you forget where you stored it and what you called it, it's up there letting me know. Again, I don't like this, so I'm going to click on View over here. And it comes back and says save the table name. Okay, so I'm going to save it, and I'll make this an inventory. So I'm going to call it Inven. And I click OK. So now I've got an inventory table, and I strongly suggest that you do this with me. I think you'll find that it makes more sense. Again, they come up and they say ID and auto number, and I am going to change that, and I'm going to call it item NO, and I don't want it to be an auto number. I'm going to make it short text, which means I can put either numbers or characters in. Then I want to change the field size, and I will make it a 6, so that I now have said my item number is going to be 6 characters long. Okay. Then I want to change I want to add another field. Now notice that Microsoft has decided that this is my key. If it doesn't, I can click on primary key over there and make it the key. That means that every item number I enter has to be unique. No two items in my inventory can have the same ID number, and that's a good thing. They shouldn't have the same ID number. Okay? So now I go down and I say item name, and I'm going to make that a short text, and I'm going to make it 30 characters. Okay. Then I'm going to have on hand, we'll have. And on hand, I will make a number. And I will make it just a regular integer as opposed to a long integer. So on hand is a number. And then I will have the department that it is in. And I will make that a short text of 2 characters. And then I'll have, let's do the price. And that will be a number as well. Only this number is going to be a decimal number. So I'll call it single. You can also call it decimal, but I found that I like single better, the way
What's
it interprets.
The difference between them?
Nothing really.
Okay.
It's just single seems to be more responsive when I display it for some reason. So I like single, but you can use decimal. Okay, so I've now got an item number, an item name, the number on hand, the department that it's in, and the price. Okay, so those are the things that I have put into my table. And obviously a real inventory would have a load more things like on order, reorder point, cost, vendor, all kinds of things. But I'm just doing those 5 things. Okay? So now I can go over to this toggle under the word file is a toggle. And if I click on the thing that looks like a spreadsheet, it says, do you want to... You must first save the table. So I say yes. And now I've got data. So I can put in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I put in an item name, whatever, flash drive. On hand, I have 50 of them. The department is IT, and my price for them is $12.99. Okay, so I've now got a flash drive up there. Now if I try to put something else in with the same ID, okay, so I will go with a mouse. And I've got 34 on hand, and it's IT, and I'm gonna have $18.95. And notice I got an error. Okay, the changes you requested are not successful because they would create duplicate values in the index or primary key. So I can't do that. I can't have a second record that has 111111. So I say, okay, and I'm going to go back and change that to a 2. And now when I move on, it's perfectly happy because I've given it a unique ID number. Okay, so now I'm going to do 111115, and I'll move to another department. So I'm going to have a teddy bear, and I have 12 of those, and that will be in the toy department, and it's $24.99. Okay, and then I'll move on to... Hello Moon, and there's going to be 24 of those, and it's in the book department, and it's $5.99. So I can put as much as I want in here, okay? Let's say Heidi, and two of those, and that's the book department again, and it is $10.95 or whatever. Okay, so I've put in a lot of things in my inventory table, and I can just keep going as long as I make it. Okay, so I can just keep putting in whatever I want. You can put in anything you want. I have three different departments going on, so I'm going to be able to test the different departments. Okay? Okay, so now I've got some data in there. And how much data you have probably doesn't matter too much. And you don't have to have the same department as me. I would just be sure that you have a variety of departments, a variety of on-hands, and a variety of prices, so that when you test, you will be able to get things that meet certain criteria. Okay, so now I want to close this. So I click the X over here, which is on the same line as the word invent. And I click the X, and it's now been saved. If I click on the table, which is invent again, it will come right back up. But it is, I'm going to query the database now, and it is best not to have it open when you query it. okay? And in fact, it will lots of times tell you to close it if you try to query it with it still open. So now I want to create a query. So I'm saying create query design. So I'm clicking on create and I'm clicking on query design. Okay. So when I get that, I only have one table. So I add the table and then I close. Okay, so I have all of my data right there. And now I'm going to bring it down. So I can bring down the item number, the item name, and let's say I want to bring down the department next, and then the price, and then the on hand. I don't have to bring everything down. I can bring down what I want to bring down, and I can bring it down in any order that I want. Okay. So, the first thing that I'm going to do is say, I want everything in the toy department that has a price under less than $15. Okay? And again, I want everything in the toy department that has a price less than $15. So this is, both of these are on the criteria line. And on the criteria line, under department, I put the department. Under price, I put the price. Numeric fields are not enclosed in quotes because they're numbers. Character fields are enclosed in quotes, and it's called a literal. This is a literal and a character literal is enclosed in quotes. And Microsoft does it for you. If you don't do it, Microsoft does it. It's enclosed in quotes. Now the reason for that is that when I write letters, I could be writing the name of a field because we made up names of the fields with all of these and they were letters. They could be letters and numbers. But the name of a field can't be just numbers. Okay? You can't have a name of a field that's just numbers. And so numbers don't have to be enclosed in quotes because they can't be confused with maybe they're a name. But TY is characters. I could have decided when I was creating the file to make a field called TY. Okay? So I have to have it in quotes that tells it it's not a field name, it's a literal. I want to compare to not another field, but I want to compare to the actual letters TY. A literal means compare to the actual letters TY. Okay? So I'm going to be comparing to those letters. So now if I go and look at this query, okay, and I can do that by coming over here. Actually, I have to close my ink layer. And then I can say view that. It shows me that I have one thing in the toy department that had a price under $8.99, under $15. So there was one record that met that criteria. Okay. And again, this is a toggle. The thing under the file, I can click on this and I bring up the query. I click on this again and I see the data. Click on it again and I see the query. It's a toggle. It goes back and forth. So now I'm done with this, and I'm going to save it, and I'm saving it as TY less than 15, and that tells me what the query is. So I've called it TY less than 15, and I've saved it.
How'd you get that box to come up?
By clicking on the X.
By closing the...
I have a different box that came up.
Yeah, no, it's just asking if you want to.
So TY less than 15. Now, as I started to do last time, when we look at logic, we look at it in a couple of ways. One is a logic flowchart, and one is pseudocode. And now we're starting to get into stuff that is in that first chapter of your book that I asked you to read. They've got some vocabulary in there that we've been talking about, and so it's worth starting to read now, and I'm going to ask you to read chapter 2 next week. Okay, so I am now looking and saying, is the department equal to TY? And if the answer is yes, then I want to check the next thing, and that is the price less than 15? And if the answer is yes again, then I want to display. Now I'm using different box here. To display on the screen or print on a printer, I use a parallelogram. To ask a question, I use a diamond. Okay? And these are the conventions. It can have both a yes and a no. A convention is that you go off on the right side for a yes and off on the left side as a no. If you forget to label them, which I frequently do, it's important that you follow the convention. If you label them all the time and you don't want to follow the convention, you can probably get away with it. But the convention is to have the Y in the end. And then I close the Y in the end. So I go on down and I close it to indicate that I have now handled that decision. Then I close, I put the N in, and I'm going to close this because I have nothing to do if I get a no to either of those. I only want to display if I get a yes to both of them. Okay, if I get a yes to both of them, I want to display. If I get a no to either of them, I don't want to display. Okay? So, now let's look at what happens if I have an or situation. Okay, so I'm going to say, what happens? I'm going to create a new query. So I'm going to close this, and I'm going to say create query design, and I'm adding, close, I'm going to bring down item number, item name, on hand, department, and price. And I'm now going to say I want TY department or has an invalid string. What did I do to it? Oh, whatever I did, it's now fixed. And I want or a price greater than 20. Okay? So one of these is on the criteria line. Notice right below the criteria line is an or line. One of them is on the or line. So if it's either one or the other, I put one of them on the criteria line and I put it under department. And one of them on the or line and I put it under price. So the intersection of criteria and department has TY. The intersection of or and price has greater than 20. Okay, so that tells me this is in an or relationship. And if I go and view it, I see, well, apparently greater than 20 was not a good idea. Okay, so let's try greater than 10 maybe, because I didn't get enough records. So I'm going to try greater than 10 and see what I get. Yeah, now I've got more records. So I said here that I wanted TY So that got that record there. Or greater than 10, it got that record, actually got two records. Or greater than 10, and greater than 10 got that record, it got that record, and it got that record. Now, the first TY was also happened to be greater than 10. Doesn't matter if both of them are true. I just want one or the other or both. On this TY, the price was less than 10, but it still showed up because I said either TY or a price less than 10. And so that second toy showed up there. Or price greater than 10, rather. So now I'm going to go back and look at the logic flowchart for that one. And it will ask this. It will say, okay, is the department TY? And if the answer is yes, I display. Because I only need a one yes in order to display it with the OR. I only need one yes in order to display. If I get a no, I have a second chance. And the second chance is the price greater than 10? And if the answer is yes, I display. And if the answer is no, I have no more chances, I close that up. And then I back up to the previous one and I close that one as well. So this is a logic flowchart for an OR relationship. Either of these things has to be true. And if both of them are true, that's fine. But if I get two no's, I don't display. One of them, at least, has to be true. If it happens that both of them are true, that's fine, but I'll never actually know that. Because if the department is TY, I don't ask about the price. I'm happy. One of them's true, I just go on about my business. I only ask about the price if I get a no to the TY. Okay? Questions?
Are you going to ask us to draw one of those?
Probably.
It's a lot more simple than the response.
Yeah.
Okay, questions? Now let's take another look at what about if I want TY or IT? How would I tell it that? I want TY or IT.
Put another department?
Yep. And I'm going to get rid of the price because I don't want that in this one. So I can put it under department and say TY or IT. I can actually write it all on the same line, TY or IT, but this is the way I want to get it.
Wait, so you could literally write
TY or IT if they have a letter. Okay? But on this one, I've said I want either the department to be TY or the department to be IT. Okay, so my OR is testing the same field. And when I run it, you can see everything has one of those two departments. Okay? And if I go back, it lets me write this way. Gave me the same results. Okay, so it lets me write it either way. Okay. So this is an OR, and I might as well go ahead and save that. So I'm clicking on the X. Do you want to save the chances? Yes. And this was TY or IT. Okay, so I've saved that one as well. Okay.
What if it says they have a mismatch in compression?
That means that you have not got it balanced correctly. Okay, let's look at it. If on the file, on the table, I have said that it is a short text, that means it's character. And so it would like me to compare over here to a literal that is a character. Okay? That is something in quotes like IT. If I have over here a number, it wants me to compare to a number. It doesn't want me to compare short text to a number. It doesn't want me to compare a number to IT. So it means that you've got a mismatch in doing the comparison.
So this is back when we create the database to begin with?
Right.
Okay.
So this was my table. I chose short text for this one, which means I ought to compare it to character, literals, and quotes. I chose number for something else. That means I can't put it in quotes. I've got to compare it to an actual number. Okay? It wants to see like fields. It wants to compare like fields. Okay? So that means at that point that you can either go back and fix what you're asking for in the query or go back and fix the table. But you should be comparing numbers to numbers and characters to characters. Okay, now, I could also compare over here, if it's a character field, it could have just numbers in it, and I can be comparing like that. But I put the quotes around it, which makes it a character field. When I put the quotes around it, it becomes a character or text field. So I put it in quotes. Here, I would just compare to a number, so I just compare to 22. Okay. But if I said it was going to be a text field, then I put the 22 in quotes. And in fact, Microsoft usually fixes that for you. So you don't have to, if you didn't put the 22 in quotes, it would put it in usually. Questions?
When you did or.
Yeah.
It's below it, right?
You can do it either of two ways. You can do it if I'm looking at the same field and I want department, which is a field, to be either IT or TY, I can use the two, the criteria line and the OR line. They both have to be in quotes, though. Or on one, on the criteria line, I can write IT or TY. I can actually write the word OR on it. Okay, so I'm going to create another query. So I'm saying create query design. And I'm saying here's the field that I want to add and I want to close. One other point I should mention while we're talking about the OR is if I wanted to test for three things, I can put the first thing in the criteria line, the next thing in the OR line, and that third line can also become an OR line if I put something there. And the fourth line can also become an OR line if I put something there. And the fifth line can also become, and I can keep going on and putting, so that I could put up there if I wanted to list six different departments underneath each other, I could do that. And it would be one of those six departments is what I'd be asking for. And I can actually do that. Okay, on this one, I'm going to again bring down everything, and I just find that double-clicking on it is the easiest way. In this one, I want to have the department equal to CI. Oh, wait a minute, I was doing majors again. The department equal to TY. And either the on hand greater than 25 or the price greater than 10. And I have no idea what I'm going to get for results, and I probably should add a second record, a third record, but anyway, we'll see what happens. Okay, so I want the TY, the department has to be TY. Absolutely has to be TY. And then either, in addition, either on hand is greater than 25 or price is greater than 10. Okay, so that's what I'm looking for. So, what would I put if I'm doing this? And it doesn't like what I did with this. What would I put on this? I want the department as TY and either the on hand greater than 25 or the price greater than 10, right? That's what I said.
So you're going to the criteria line and you put TY on the department.
Okay.
Because that has to be there, no matter what you said.
Greater than 10 on the or.
Okay, wait a minute. Greater than 10 under what? But what field?
Price.
What? On hand has to be greater than 25 and price has to be greater than 10. So what do I put next? Department has to be TY. On hand has to be greater than 25 or price greater than 10. Okay, some daring person.
Greater than 25 under the on hand, under the criteria.
On the criteria?
And then greater than 10 on the or under price.
Okay. But look at that and see how it reads. That reads as, on hand has to be greater than 25 in the department TY, or, and the only thing it asks about on the or is price greater than 10.
All right, then the greater than 25 under the or line, on hand.
Now I wouldn't change that.
No.
That's fine. But I want TY to always be true. So if I want TY to always be true, that means I want it true on the criteria line, and I also want it true on the OR thing, because I also want it combined with the price. So how can I do that?
So you put TY on the OR.
Exactly. Because now it says, okay, I want either on hand greater than 25 in department TY or department TY and price greater than 10. And if you like, you can put department over there and then it kind of looks prettier. But anyway, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is TY has to be true. And then either that or that. But the TY has to be true. That has to be true. And then either of these has to be true as well. Either of them. Don't care. Either of them. But the TY has to be true. Okay? So, now we'll see if we get any records on this. So if I say view, and I only got one, I got a TY with a price greater than 10. Okay, and that's perfectly valid. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to save this as, do you want to save the chases? Yes, TY has to be true. I'm going to call it. So I'm going to go in back and I'm going to add a few records to my table. So there's my inventory table and I'm opening it. So I'm going to add a couple more toys. So I'm going to go 333333 and I'll put a doll up there, and the doll I'll have 27, and the price is $15.99. And then I'll put a ball, and the ball is going to be on hand is 5, and price is $5.99. And 444555. Truck, 40 trucks, and they are $15.95. Okay, so now, and I have not been putting TY in. TY. So now I have a whole lot of TY things. Okay? So I've got how many records? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 TY records. So I've got more data to work with. I've got 6 TY records. So I'm going to close this because I shouldn't have the database open at the same time. So I'm closing it. You must enter a value. Oh, okay. You can't save the record. Yes, that's fine. I had gone one line below and just put the TY in, but there was no ID, so it was yelling at me because I'd gone one record below. So if I look at this, I now only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 records. Okay. What I had done is I got carried away with my TYs and I put one down here, but it didn't have an ID or anything else, so it wouldn't take it. So it was telling me I either had to go back and add the other information or I was going to get rid of it. Okay. So now I'm going to go back and bring up that TY has to be true. And I've now got 3 records that met the criteria. And the criteria was that it had to be TY and either on hand greater than 25. Was that no? On hand, which was it? Anybody remember? On hand greater than 25?
Yes.
Yeah. Or price greater than 10?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in this case, actually on hand is greater than 25 on 2 of them, but not on the third. The top one on hand is not greater than 25, but the price is greater than 10. Turns out the price is greater than 10 on all of them. I probably should have changed the price on one of those. Okay, made the truck $5.95 or something. But you can play around with the data forever to get all the results you want. Okay, but it does respond and give you the data that you want. Okay, so now I'm going, close the ink layer, yes. And now I'm coming over here. Okay, so if I draw this in a flowchart and look at the logic, I'm saying the thing that has to be true I'm putting first. So department equals TY. This has to be true. If the answer is no, I'm out of here. I don't have anything more to do. It has to be TY. If it's TY, then I can say, okay, is on hand greater than 25. And if it is, I will display. If it's not, I've got a second chance. And the second chance is the price greater than 10. And if it is, I will display. If I get a no to that, I run out of chances. And I close all of these decisions up one at a time. I go through the yes, and I go through the no. And even if it has another question in there, I go down through the no. And then I go down through the yes, and I go down on the no and join those. So I basically join them together. When I write this in code, I have an if and an end if that I write, usually. And the end ifs are all these little circles. Those really are end ifs. So if I write this in a programming language, those little circles turn into end ifs. But what I've said here is TY, if it's true, then I go on and say one of the others has to be true. If TY isn't true, I'm out of here. Okay? Okay. On Tuesday, and I'm going to keep going on this, but I want to just say it. On Tuesday, you're going to come in, and I'm going to break you up into groups of three, and you're going to work on a project for the class, which is a bunch of these that you have to analyze. So I'm going to break you up into groups of three, and if you do...
This is a bunch of glow drinks.
Oh, it's a bunch of, whole bunch of like this, yes.
Okay.
Stuff that you've got to do. I think that one has flowcharts. If not, there's another one that does. So you're going to come in and work on a group project on Tuesday for the period, basically, and answer the questions and pass it in as a group. Okay. Now let's say that I want... What about if I wanted a third thing here? I wanted TY and... I also wanted to add something about item number. I wanted item number greater than 333333. I could put TY in again and then put over here. Okay, so I put TY in again and then I could put greater than 333333 here. So I can keep going down if I have 3, 4, 5, 6 things that I want to do.
But you put in TY if you want it to always be true.
That's right. But I repeat the TY if TY has to be true. Okay. So, let's say I want to have everything that has a TY and a price greater than 20, or a IT and a price greater than 20. What's that going to be? Go ahead and code it. If you've been doing it, write it out. If you have... not got it in front of you. If you've got it in front of you, write it, do it.
TY or IT?
Apparently my battery is given out on one of these. Yeah.
If we're doing TY or IT, do we make another drop down window for department?
Say that again. Do you make another drop down? I didn't hear the rest.
Oh, sorry. When we are doing TY or IT.
Yep.
Now, to do the or IT, do we go into department and go under or? And
yeah. There's actually two ways you could do this.
Yeah.
That's one. Okay. There's actually two ways that you could do this. It turns out here that one thing has to be true, right? Now, what has to be true? Okay, a lot of people are not looking at their screens. Does that mean you've got it done?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to create a query design, add it, close. Okay, so what can I, how can I do this? Price greater than 20, right?
Yep.
And that has to be true. So I can put it on both lines. And then under department, I can have TY on one line and IT on the other line. Because I've now said TY greater than 20 or IT greater than 20. Right?
Yeah.
And then we'll look at the second way of doing that. Okay, so I'm saying that, and if I go over and click on the icon underneath file, it shows me actually that apparently there was only one thing that met that criteria, so nothing in IT was greater than 20. If I want to, actually let me go and click, take a picture of that. If I want to go back and say, okay, I changed my mind, let's make this 10 and 10, okay, and now do a view, then I'm picking up a whole lot of things because there were a lot of things that had a price greater than 10. So when I changed it to 10, I got a lot of things, yeah.
Since we're doing the same price for both of them, could you do TY or in the criteria?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So the other way of doing this is what he just said. Since I get to write over here TY or IT, if I write it that way, then I don't need the second line, do I? So I can have TY or IT and price greater than 10. Okay, because I'm saying either of those with a price greater than 10, and that would work as well. And we should get the same number of records.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that worked as well. Okay, so now what if I say I want to do everything where the price is greater than 10 and either the department is BK or the on hand is greater than 12. And again, I have no idea what we'll get. But I'm saying price has to be greater than 10. And either the department is BK or on hand is greater than 12. So try that. Are we getting anything? Any records showing? Let's go and try it. So I'm gonna do it. Price greater than 10. Okay, I think I can remember it. So I'm doing create query design.
Because no matter what, it has to be 10.
So I said price had to be greater than 10, right?
Yeah.
So that means it's going to show up on both lines. Then I said either the department is BK or the on hand is greater than 12, right?
Correct.
So I've got the price has to be greater than 10, and either department is BK or on hand is greater than 12. Okay, so this irons out to BK and price greater than 10, or on hand greater than 12 and price greater than 10. So let's go and see, does anything meet that criteria? Apparently a lot of things did. Okay, so price greater than 10, that had to be true. That had to be true. And then I needed either BK, which is that one, or on hand greater than 12, which is that one, that one, that one, and that one. So this worked out very nicely because the BK one did not have an on hand greater than 10, but then 12 rather. So it only showed up because it was BK. The others only showed up because their on hand was greater than 12. So this was a perfect example. Questions? Okay. And we'll save that as price greater than 10 or something. And okay, now let's try one where the price is greater than 10 and it is a BK, or the on hand is greater than 15 and is a TY. So I want a price greater than 10 and a BK, or on hand greater than 15 and TY. That says TY, believe it or not.
Oh, sorry.
And that's on hand as opposed to on land and all the rest of it, but anyway. So what am I going to have if I do this one?
Going to have it say, in criteria, it's going to be the BK
BK, okay.
Equal to, and then also be greater than, I forget what the price was.
Price greater than 10, I think.
And then in or, do the other department, I forget the other department. I'm using different departments, so
that I TY, I think it was. And on hand was greater than 15?
Greater than 15.
Okay. So this one is saying it's either BK and a price greater than 10 or TY and on hand greater than 15, right? And this one didn't have one thing that had to be true. Okay, and it got one BK and two TYs met the criteria. The BK was greater than 10, and the on-hand was greater than 15 for the two TYs. So that made sense. Okay, so if I go back and I look at the flowchart for this, I'm going to say if the department equals BK, then yes, then I'm going to ask, is the price greater than 10? And if the answer is yes, I will display. Otherwise, I do nothing, because if it's a BK, I only want to see it if the price is greater than 10. Now, if it's not a BK, I can come over here and ask, is the department equal to TY? And if it is, then I want, whoops. I want on hand greater than 15, and if it is, I want a display. If not, I'm done. And if it's neither of those departments, I'm also done. So I connect the no with the yes. And now I have to go back to the original thing and connect its yes with its no. And I have to put a pen up there to say that's its no. Okay. So in this one, they were totally, if it's BK, then it's got to have a price. If it's not BK, then is it TY? If it is, it's got to have an on hand that meets my criteria. Yes, no, maybe? Okay. So, you can start working on the homework this weekend. Hopefully next Tuesday we'll reinforce, so I would not bother to pass it in until you've gone through next Tuesday, unless you're absolutely sure it's right. And check it after you've gone through next Tuesday and then pass it in. It's due Thursday. But you could certainly get the table created and give the queries a try and see how it's going. But if you have questions, Tuesday would be a good time to deal with them. Okay? I'm done. Questions? Yeah?
I actually have a question about my project. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'll come around. Okay.
The homework assignment is to make like a mock BCC situation, right?
Basically, yes. As I told you, if you take this course, you don't have to have CSS. Well, one of the things they want to know about is, do you know what resources we have? So you're making a database of the resources. So we're doing a CSS and a access assignment all combined. Neat.
So I'm making one of